sometimes known as the princess, my alternate alter ego. I respond to both. I am a podcaster, middle school teacher, and partner to my sweetheart, who I met on a plane to Taiwan nearly 30 years ago. We have two teenage daughters, a dog, and a cat, and we live in the capital city of China, Beijing.
Hi, I'm Edie, a middle school reading specialist and a Midwestern mother to three somewhat demanding kids. In my free time, I enjoy being a charter member of the PSL Club, Pumpkin Spice Latte Club, Leia. And I enjoy playing Billy Joel tunes on my new-to-me piano.
Yay!
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
A hair-thickening trick, and ending the year strong.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
What makes a house a home?
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Edie, you go first.
Well, my tip, Leia, is to end the year strong. Now, there are 92 days left in 2021 as of this recording.
Okay.
And to be honest, Leia, I spent a fair amount of 2021 just flopping around. And I felt justified in flopping around and not doing much. But no more, Leia. No more.
Okay, no more.
I am committed to ending the year strong. Now, what does that mean? That means I am not going to start eating candy corn and mini candy bars to celebrate the month of October. And I am one of those people, I love candy corn. I love it. I used to decorate with candy corn. I'd fill wine glasses with candy corn and set it around the house.
Of course you did.
But I'm not doing that because that is not ending the year strong. So I am containing Thanksgiving to one meal and not a five-day binge.
Good for you.
And I am on a workout movement tear, Leia, ever since I signed my mother up to be my accountability partner. She is relentless. That woman is relentless. I am drinking my green smoothies every day. I am writing. And you know why I'm ending the year strong?
Why?
Because I want to feel healthy and energetic, and I want to be the best me possible, Leia. So that's my tip.
Yay, I love it. And it's like looking towards the future you, right?
Yeah.
You need to do in the present what you want to be in the future, which we talked about a few weeks ago in the pod.
Yes.
So, really great. Well, Edie, my tip is much, much less inspiring and frankly, a little bit ridiculous.
Oh, I love these tips. Let's hear it.
I know. Okay. So this tip I am stealing from an Australian woman's magazine that I found lying around at the dentist's office a while back. And I have to cop to ripping out the page and taking it home because it was so ridiculous.
Oh.
And just so stupid, but it made me laugh and I knew we needed to have it on the podcast. So I just had to, you know, clandestinely rip the page out. But I also have to say that I have not and never will use this tip, but maybe, you know, somebody in the audience might want to. So,
okay. Well, this is shocking.
I know.
Shocking.
I'm a thief. Okay, so I'm going to read it verbatim, Edie. Here it is. Planning to whip up pasta for dinner? Save the leftover pasta water for a nourishing hair treatment. Just pour the cooled water from roots to ends of damp hair and let sit for 10 minutes before rinsing. The starchy water bulks up strands so they appear thicker, and it's filled with B vitamins that help promote new growth.
Well, none of that is going to work, Leia. That's so stupid.
So stupid.
Who even comes up with this nonsense? I am not dumping pasta water on my head, walking around the house with pasta water on my head and then rinsing it out.
It's right.
Like I'm Linguini? No.
Who does? No, absolutely no. So this is a tip we encourage you not to use.
But I hear a campfire. Do you?
I do. I think I also hear a campfire tune.
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer, in the glowing, come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat! This week we are going to talk about what makes a house a home, Leia. I know you suggested this topic, but it is one of my favorite things to talk about. You knew I would jump all over it. And, Leia, you're probably a little worried that I will drag clutter clearing into this episode.
I'm worried you'll drag it into every episode. Oh, boy. Yes. Well, I've been thinking about it a fair bit lately myself, Edie. We live in a rented apartment here in Beijing, and I go through times when I really want to be nesting and other times where I think, well, who cares? We'll only be here for a few more years, and I don't even want to invest the time or the money into temporary housing that's good enough but not great, you know? So I have mixed feelings about it all.
You're conflicted. But Leia, there are so many ways to make a house a home, and it's not all about the money either.
Well, fair enough. I get that. And I am moving in the direction of surrendering to comfort, for example. I just don't want anything in my home that is not comfortable. So a few years ago, we got this Sofitel bed.
Oh, what's that? Well,
Sofitel is like a high-end hotel, and high-end hotels tend to, I didn't know about this until I lived abroad, but high-end hotels tend to have their own bed brands. And so, like, there's the Westin Dream bed, and there's the Sofitel bed, and the who knows what else bed. So anyway, we invested in this Sofitel bed because we'd had crap beds all of our times together. I mean, there were times when we slept on futons. You know, ridiculous. And in China, the beds tend to be very hard, too. They're almost just, like, they're barely a mattress. So whatever the case, we got a Sofitel bed some years ago, and I love it. And I'm also very, very much into feather or the equivalent thereof, the appropriate vegan equivalent of feather pillows and blankets, things that are, you know, just cozy and lofty and warm and hugger-like. And I also, of course, I've talked about this multiple times, I love my carpets. So we have hardwood, and over the years we've collected many, many beautiful carpets from around the world. So we have those all over our house. And I think the one thing, well, I want to get some nicer, a nicer sofa. Right now we have an IKEA sofa and lounger, and they're just big and clunky, and I'm starting to really hate it. And the cat scratched it enough that while it's comfortable, I'm not that fond of it. So I would like to get some new, some better furniture, used or not, but I'd like something that fits our vibe better. And what I'm really longing for, Edie, is a lazy boy chair. Oh. One of these days, I'm going to get a lazy boy. And when we eventually retire to Vancouver Island, the first thing I'm going to get, you know what it is?
No.
An outdoor jacuzzi.
Oh, I'm not shocked by that.
Ultimate in comfort. I don't want to go into swimming pools, but I'm all about going into a jacuzzi on a cold winter evening, right? Or even on a hot summer evening. Give me the bubbles and the hot water of a jacuzzi, looking up at the stars. That's a home to me, Edie. Yes. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I dated a guy whose parents had a jacuzzi on their deck, and you could see, I think, Mount Rainier. Ooh. Or like some mountain range or something. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So too bad that didn't work out.
Oh, well.
I could be in that jacuzzi right now recording, Leia, but.
Yes, imagine. We'd never have met, though, so.
Oh, that's true. And that would just be, you know, I'd be gutted. Never mind. Okay. So, Leia, I love that you are surrendering to comfort.
Yes, giving into it.
Mm-hmm. I also like lots of ambience in my house.
Uh-huh.
So that that includes music, Leia, music. So now I have my piano so I can play, you know, Billy Joel's The Entertainer. I am the entertainer. I also have ukuleles stuffed in this, not stuffed, but placed gently in this IKEA footrest where you can store things.
That when I was there last summer. Yeah. That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
So people will take that out and play. My boys play the clarinet, but they're never like walking in playing the clarinet. That would
like little Pied Pipers.
That doesn't happen. But we also have an Alexa in the living room, so we can play, you know, all my Spotify playlists, you know, which I love.
Yes.
Yeah. I also have a whole batillion of salt lamps, Leia, and I keep them plugged in all the time.
A battalion, you mean? A battalion of salt lamps.
A battalion of salt lamps.
Do you?
I do. I keep them plugged in all the time because I love their warmth. You know, they look super cool. Originally, I bought them when I was having all my sinus problems, and they're supposed to re-ionize the air. Yes, but that's right up there with, like, pasta water in your hair to me, Leia.
Yeah, maybe not, huh?
So I have this squadron of salt lamps, and I love them. I love them. And... Okay.
I love my lamps too, right?
Yes, yes. Nice. Now, since I'm decorating for fall, I have put out baskets of squashes that I've gotten from my CSA. Okay. So, all these little touches really make a house a home, right?
I like it. They do indeed. Absolutely. Well, you know what else makes a house a home, Edie? A messy, furry home.
Oh, yeah,
Pets. Pets make a house a home. So, you know, I have mixed feelings about the pets. Pets are not my fur babies, as I know they are to some of our loyal listeners who just love their pets beyond measure. I do love our pets. We love our pets. And in the background, you can probably hear my dog barking at this very moment. Moondog is barking because, Edie, we have to make this a quick one. It's Saturday night here in Beijing, and Dawn and I have ordered big salads to eat to cozy up in our comfortable bed and watch TV together and eat our big salads as soon as we finish recording. So whatever the case, Moon is barking and blah, blah, blah. So yes, pets just make a home homey, right? It's cozy. Yeah. It's full of fur. But more than that, it's just full of joy, right? Our cat is not a joy. Well, actually, our cat is a curmudgeon. There's nothing joyful about Catboy.
Other than his name.
Catboy is sitting in a box somewhere at this moment, just grumpily, you know, snorting away. He does, and he wakes me up every single... I get up to go to the bathroom several times a night, and every time I go to the bathroom, Catboy is sitting on the counter waiting for the water in the tap. It's just like he's there waiting for me. It's scary. It's nuts. And then as soon as I get up in the morning, the time when I'm getting up, getting ready with coffee and whatnot, he just bites my heels and walks me to the kitchen and makes sure that I fill up his dish with food. It can't be, even if it's already half full. No, it needs to be full. Yes. And I need to pet him while he eats it.
Yes.
I need to stroke his fur for a few moments in the morning while he's eating. So I love Catboy, but he is a grumpy little so-and-so.
He's not little but he's, either.
He's huge. He's a Maine Coon. He's a big cat. And but we adore him. We love him. And Moondog, having a dog in the house is truly delightful because nobody, you know, my kids don't even look up when I come home, right? They're like, oh, they rarely bother to say hello. But Moon, it's like the second coming of Jesus or something, right?
Yeah.
She cannot believe it that I actually came home. Like, what? You're here? Oh my gosh. But it's just, you really came back. And it's like a miracle to her every day that I have returned. But to feel that welcomed and loved and excited, somebody that excited to see me, well, that, you know, to me, yeah, I'm going to say that makes a house a home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must really love our cat, Millie. I'm a total cat girl. Because suction cupped to the picture window is this worn in ledge for Millie to sit on all day,
right?
You know, and it's just getting, like, the heavier she gets, it's getting saggier, and it's just, you know, it's a focal point of the living room, and sometimes I just want to rip off that ledge because it's so ugly, but then, you know, Millie would be sad, and
yes,
you know, Edie, and
inspired by you, we got one of those. We got one of those for our window, for our cat boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we placed him on it. It promptly came down and, you know, well, cat boy is a large cat, but we didn't suction it properly. And we could never again get him to go on it. So that was a bust.
Oh.
We gave it to some friends. But I do love it that Millie loves her suction cupped cat bed.
It's super ugly, but, you know, I love Millie. I love looking at her. We all just love her. So, and she's not a super sweet cat at all. If you pet her the wrong way, she'll bite you because she's part Siamese.
Few cats are.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Few cats are super sweet.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, let's move on from pets. So, do you want to talk about good art, Leah?
Oh, art, yes. Well, we love our art at our house. We've collected a lot over the years in our travels and being abroad. And also Dawn's sister, my sister-in-law, Therese May, we'll put her name in the show notes, her website. She's a quilt artist. She's actually very famous. And so we have a lot of textiles of hers, art quilts. Her quilts are not meant for beds. They hang on walls. So we have them all over our house. And so my commitment to coziness and comfort, I feel like her quilts really, really add to that. They're just, they're dynamic, they're colorful, they're beautiful, and they're, you know, they're just full of character, I would say. So that's, a lot of our art is actually textile art, and other, and a lot of the textiles, things we've had framed over the years too, our textiles, we've collected through our travels in Asia. So we love that kind of art, and we have a brilliant, I'll put it on the Chit Chat Coop this week. We have this really cool, huge painting of a koi. I can't even describe it, but I love it, and it's the focal point of our living room. So,
your focal point isn't a sad cat shelf like mine.
No, that didn't work out. It might have been, but yeah. What about you and art, or what do you do to? What else do you do to make a house a home?
Well, for art, my grandmother was an artist, so her art graces many walls in the house. I am lucky because my mom has a basement full of art and paintings, and whenever I get sick of my art, I just go to her house and borrow some of her art.
Exchange it. It's amazing. You should send a photo of that. Put a photo of that on the coop. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. Because Edie's mom, let's talk about this for a minute.
Yeah.
She, well, you tell us what she does with each season.
Oh, my
to
mother.
To make her house a home.
Yeah. My mother loves this. Every season, she has a different theme. And she doesn't just like throw some, you know, silk leaves out or some cranberries on the table. She changes all the artwork, all the knickknacks, all the rugs, Leah, everything is changed with the season. So like, for instance, this is a new theme since it's fall here in Wisconsin. Right. Mom has a farm animal theme throughout her whole house.
Wow.
It's That's farm very cool. animal everything.
Oh my gosh. Well, Edie, last year I had the privilege of going to your mom and dad's place in the summer, seeing the summer theme, and then going again in the fall.
Thinking, it was all different.
Is this the same house?
It's a lot of work, but she loves it. She loves it. It brings her so much joy and, you know.
It's wonderful.
It's great.
I love it too. I love it too.
Okay. So back to me. What makes a house a home to me are books. So Leia, I need piles and piles of books. Mm-hmm. And I think I know the answer, Leia, but how do you arrange your books?
Well, I now arrange them on Kindle, Edie.
Yeah.
Which I know is sad.
No.
I will say, I do have a little story about this because I'm a huge reader. I always have been. And many years ago, when I more or less permanently relocated to Asia, I gave my parents all of my books and asked them to safekeep them for me. And so there were boxes and boxes of them. And they had moved to Saskatchewan, to a small town in Saskatchewan, and they converted their mudroom, I think it was, in the front of their house into a library, and they took all of my books, combined them with their books, and people would just come and borrow books, books.
I love that.
I know. So cool, right? Oh. And they really would have just been getting musty and, you know, unusable in these boxes. So I'm so glad they were used and loved and read. And I don't know where they are now. I think they're probably mostly gone. I've pulled out the ones that are the most meaningful to me, and they're somewhere rotting. I don't know where. In one of our storage lockers or houses. But that said, yes, here in Asia, my books are all on Kindle. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I'm not living in Asia, I have a system for all of my books. So all my like self-help, motivational, my quote books are all in my bedroom. So that's where they are. And all my writing books are in my writing area. I'm looking at them right now. I have my No Plot, No Problem book, Steal Like an Artist. You know, they're all here when I need to grab them. All my books to be read are in the China Hutch. I cleared out all the dishes. I would say I have about 45 books there. So when it's like, I need a new book, I just wander over to the China Hutch. All the classics and the books that I cannot part with, those are downstairs. And I have a complete shelf of Laura Ingalls Wilder books.
Right.
You know, so I can reference those for my book, Carrie's Winter.
Carrie's Winter.
And Lulu.
So good.
Lulu has a whole bookshelf for her graphic novels because she collects graphic novels. And she's constantly rereading them like when she needs a break from, I don't know, her sixth grade life.
Right. Fantastic. You know, I would say, I guess, the biggest thing for me that makes a house a home is family and friends, right? And the memories that they bring and that stay a part of the house so that you reference things as you're walking around the house and remember remember good times. One of the things that my family has been doing lately, we got rid of our large TV for whatever reason. I don't know. We were just not ever using it. And I don't like TV to be the focal part of a room. And because we don't, you know, we have a small apartment here in Beijing. So as soon as you'd walk in, you'd see the TV. And I never liked that. So whatever the case, now the family watches TV on one of our laptops. And what we do is we all sit on our IKEA sofa. We really have to snuggle for all four of us to fit there. And we place the laptop on the coffee table in front of us, and we've got our popcorn and our whatever it is we're eating or drinking. And we nestle in and we watch our Brooklyn Nine-Nine or our Ted Lasso. And I just think it's going to be a sweet memory. And as Charlotte is leaving us this year to go off to university, I think I was just saying I want to get rid of that IKEA sofa, but I don't know. It's just it's these funny little things that stay with you, right? That mm-hmm. stay in your heart of sweet things that have happened in your house. I feel like that really makes a house a home. A few months ago, we had a lovely progressive dinner with folks that live in our apartment and that teach at our school as well. And we just went from house to house to house, you know, and had different courses at each person's house. And it was fun. Like, we've got a few wine stains here and there now, and we've got somebody's dishes. I can't figure out whose pickle plate I have. And I've got some cutlery that doesn't belong to me that nobody's claimed. But it's okay. You know, maybe they'll get it eventually. But whenever I use it, I think about that lovely progressive dinner. And I'm happy. So those kinds of things that remind us of family and friends, I feel like, really make a house a home. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, I like to bring in fresh flowers into my house. I think that
more
is,
F words.
Yes, yes, F words. Family, friends, fresh flowers. Yes. Next year, I am going to, I don't know if I've said this before, but one of my raised beds, I'm going to make into a flower cutting raised bed so that I can make and share my own fresh flower bouquets. I can but I like want an area just designated to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My daughter and I are on a journey, a succulent journey, where we're, you know, trying to keep these succulents alive. And
yeah.
Leah, it's not easy. It's not easy being a plant mom. And these succulents are not bringing a lot of beauty yet to the house.
Okay.
So we're working on propagating them, and I think we started this like in the summer, and we have one succulent that has been propagated, and it is probably the size of the fingernail on your pinky.
Really? Okay.
So that is why succulents are so expensive, and they are worth the price. Because it is really hard to, like, grow your own. Though we're still going to try. And, but, you know, I guess having a common project, I feel like, makes a house a home.
Yes. Right? With your family. Yeah, that's so good.
We love checking in on our succulents. And I'm always saying to Lulu, let's throw this in the compost and buy a new one. And she won't let me. She's a true plant mom. I'm just a poser, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good, though. Having a project, though, I like that, too. My sister was saying when I was talking to her the other day that she's working on a quilt. When you're when you're doing those sorts of projects as well, right, with knitting or crocheting or quilting or whatever it might be, I feel like that really brings a hygge-like sense to a home as well, right? And you're just...
Oh, for sure.
It's so nourishing, so good. Makes me want to maybe not crochet. I'm finding that very difficult, but maybe do a little knitting or something. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, what about scents, Edie? You're really into scents. I think that's a part of your home, right?
Yes. I have discovered this candle. I'm burning it right now, Leah. Look.
Really? In the morning? Wow.
Yeah. I'm burning it in the morning, and it's called Cozy Nights. I I got it from Target, and it has like a smoky campfire smell. Oh, I love it. I bought a small one just to sample it, but I'm gonna go get like the big mama candle. So I love candles. You know, Leia. Lulu and I have replaced all of our candles with pumpkin spice, like autumn candles.
Okay. Theme.
Again, going back to the projects, I love it when Gus bakes his sourdough bread on the weekend. You know, we all can't wait for that fresh bread to come out of the oven.
Right.
I also have a diffuser that I've forgotten about that I'm going to drag out now. But in the morning, I diffuse citrus smells to
get the
kids going.
Energize.
I'm always woken up. Good. You know, I'm a lark, but they aren't. Yeah. So, I don't know.
You think it helps?
No. But I like doing it.
Okay, that's funny. Well, I love the smell of coffee in the morning. I know you do too.
Yeah.
I also love the smell of, you know, like onion and garlic sauteing, soup simmering. Those sorts of smells are very comforting to me and show that there's, you know, that there's love in the house, right? That people are nourishing one another with food, and that makes me happy.
It's so nourishing.
Yes.
But Leah, we all know this, but what really makes a house a home is who you share it with.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a big one. And, you know, Edie, because I've lived in so many places, it's been over the years, I've had a, you know, I've probably lived in, I don't know. I don't even know. I haven't counted recently, but I would guess in excess of 20 places since I was even in the last 20 years. But whatever the case, because I've lived in so many places, I sometimes would wonder, like, where's home, right? And some years ago, I was at a conference in Seattle during our summer vacation, and the person leading the conference asked, What's home to you, or where is home to you? And that question immediately gave me the answer. Then I knew. And the answer is, wherever my family is, that's where home is. And it could be in a hotel room, you know, it could be here in Beijing, even though this is not the country from which we come. It could be in Madison, it could be on Vancouver Island. It just doesn't matter. As long as the people I love are there, it's home.
Yeah, I love that. Let's end on that beautiful note, Leia.
Let's. Okay.
It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
This week, your challenge is to join us on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook and tell us what makes your house a home.
Oh, I can't wait to see what people are doing. I need some new ideas. So take one of our ideas or one of the Coop members' ideas and make your home even homier.
Yes, and post some photos too, please.
Yep.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
We'd love it if you'd subscribe to the Two Chit Chat Chicks on your favorite podcast app and share the joy of this podcast with your friends as well.
Yes. Okay. And remember that you are invited to join us on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, where we have a wonderful community of listeners to chat with, to share ideas, and to respond to the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
Thanks as always to Charlotte and you, Leia, for editing the show. I don't know how you do it, but I am blown away every week that you make it work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a quick story to tell as we're ending our podcast today, Edie, because we were editing last week's podcast this morning. It's Saturday here in Beijing. And Oprah was mentioned, as she often is in the podcast. And Charlotte looked over at me. We were editing on the bed. And she said, Mama, who's Oprah?
What?
I know.
Your daughter doesn't know who Oprah is?
I am so ashamed. I just looked at her and I said, are you even my daughter? How can this be that this Oprah lover, this woman, I am so devoted to this woman. I want to be this woman. And my daughter doesn't know who Oprah is. I couldn't even believe it. So then, Edie, I Googled, you know, some photos of Oprah, and she looked at her and she said, oh, so is she a singer?
There was Whoa. That one season of the Oprah show where Oprah did sing the opening song.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. Edie, I'm telling you, I've got some educating to do before Charlotte goes off to university. Whew.
My gosh, I don't even know I can't remember life before knowing about Oprah.
I feel like I may have failed as a mother.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
Anywho.
Yes. Do check out the show notes, and we'll include lots of info this week on the show notes with the things that we recommend and our blogs and Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
And if you love our podcast, we'd love for you to write a review on iTunes.
Yes, please. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.